Dream Spinner Press presents Change of Heart by Mary Calms.
Change of Heart by Mary Calms. Chapter 1. I usually didn't notice girls, so it was not surprising that Crane saw her first. Once he pointed her out and I noticed the men trailing behind her, I agreed that it was much too late for her to be out alone. The decision quickly made, we followed the woman and the four men down the empty, windswept street. Her furtive glances over her shoulder let us know she was aware that she had company behind her, stalking her. When she sped up, so did they, and from where we were, slipping in and out of the shadows, it all played out over the course of one block, from walk to jog to run. And maybe everything was fine. Maybe she was a master at Taekwondo, or maybe she knew the guys walking behind her and it was a game, some weird kinky sex thing they had going on that my best friend and I were not privy to. The fact remained that she was out, seemingly alone, at 2 in the morning in a very bad part of town. "Can I just go by myself?" I asked, even though I already knew the answer. "It will be so much faster." Crane shook his head before he darted away from me. Having known the man since we were kids, I knew better than to try and apply logic to the situation. With his whole affinity for damsels in distress, there was no chance that he would let me go alone. All I could do was stay beside him, matching his stride as we ran.
"I wonder what she's doing out here,"
Crane mused, quickening his pace. She was clearly demented. 2 in the morning in a bad part of town, all alone, the girl obviously had a death wish that I hoped she didn't drag Crane and me into. But whatever happened, the time to turn back had passed the minute we saw she was in danger.